The Death Eaters all halted, gazing at him. Some were panting as hard as he was. One was bleeding badly. Dolohov, freed of the full body bind, was leering, his wand pointing straight at Harry's face. "Potter, your race is run," drawled Lucius Malfoy, pulling off his mask. "Now hand me the prophecy like a good boy." Let the others go, and I'll give it to you," said Harry desperately. A few of the Death Eaters laughed. "You are not in a position to bargain, Potter," said Lucius Malfoy, his pale face flushed with pleasure. "You see, there are 10 of us and only one of you. Or hasn't Dumbledore ever taught you how to count?"
"He's not alone,"
shouted a voice from above them.
"He's still got me."
Harry's heart sank. Neville was scrambling down the stone benches toward them, Hermione's wand held fast in his trembling hand. "Neville, no! Go back to Ron!"
"Stupefy!"
Neville shouted again, pointing his wand at each Death Eater in turn.
"Stupefy! Stupe!"
One of the largest Death Eaters seized Neville from behind, pinioning his arms to his sides. He struggled and kicked. Several of the Death Eaters laughed.
"It's Longbottom, isn't it?" sneered Lucius Malfoy. "Well, your grandmother is used to losing family members to our cause. Your death will not come as a great shock."
"Longbottom!"
repeated Bellatrix, and a truly evil smile lit her gaunt face.
"Why, I have had the pleasure of meeting your parents, boy."
"I know you have,"
roared Neville, and he fought so hard against his captor's encircling grip that the Death Eater shouted,
"Someone stun him!"
"No, no, no,"
said Bellatrix. She looked transported, alive with excitement as she glanced at Harry, then back at Neville.
"No, let's see how long Longbottom lasts before he cracks like his parents. Unless Potter wants to give us the prophecy."
"Don't give it to them,"
roared Neville, who seemed beside himself, kicking and writhing as Bellatrix drew nearer to him and his captor, her wand raised.
"Don't give it to them, Harry."
Bellatrix raised her wand.
"Crucio!"
Neville screamed, his legs drawn up to his chest so that the Death Eater holding him was momentarily holding him off the ground. The Death Eater dropped him, and he fell to the floor, twitching and screaming in agony.
"That was just a taster,"
said Bellatrix, raising her wand so that Neville's scream stopped, and he lay sobbing at her feet. She turned and gazed up at Harry.
"Now, Potter, either give us the prophecy or watch your little friend die the hard way."
Harry did not have to think. There was no choice. The prophecy was hot with the heat from his clutching hand as he held it out. Malfoy jumped forward to take it. Then, high above them, two more doors burst open and five more people sprinted into the room: Sirius, Lupin, Moody, Tonks, and Kingsley.